day, this is Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. We're talking about gypsy moths, Atlamantria dispar dispar, or LDD as more people like to say. The gypsy moth has over 300 known host species, about 150 of which are considered favoured hosts. These include oak, maple, birch, alder, apple, white pine, balsam, blue spruce, and just about everything else you can find in your garden. Do you remember them from last summer? Those voracious hairy caterpillars that defoliated trees and shrubs. Oh, yuck. Gypsy moth infestations are cyclic, and about every 10 years there's a rise in them. Of course, 2022 promises to be a bumper year in Muskoka. One thing you can help do to reduce their numbers for this year is to check out all your trees, lawn furniture, and buildings for gypsy moth egg masses. These are about 4 centimeters long, tan-colored to grayish, and can be found quite low on most any hard surfaces, including tree trunks, and even up to eye level, sometimes a bit higher. Scrape them off with a sharp knife into a container of soapy water. Every mass you destroy probably counts as 300 to 500 caterpillars, certainly worth the effort. Tiny larvae emerge from these egg masses in the spring, just in a few weeks from now if it stays warm, and can first be seen hanging from threads waiting to be spread by the wind, or just climbing up the tree trunks. Now, one caterpillar can eat about 1 square meter of leaves as it grows and forms a pupa. Multiply these by tens of thousands of caterpillars, and you'll understand why the gypsy moth is one of the most destructive pests of hardwood trees in eastern North America, and why it's listed as one of the most 100 destructive invasive species worldwide. By mid-June, the larva enters the pupa stage, and the moths will emerge some 14 to 17 days later. The female moths cannot fly, and they just sit around releasing pheromones to attract the males. Hence, the egg masses are being laid in obvious places. Do not despair. The cold weather last winter, and even some of it this spring, may have killed off many of the eggs, and our local birds will help by eating young caterpillars. Blue jays, orioles, chickadees, vireos, and even robins all help. Meanwhile, off I go to destroy some more egg masses. Happy gardening from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society.